Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Shleish Asa, the 13th chapter in the Rambam Sechas Trumas in the Sefer Zeroyim. The Rambam continues regarding the halachas of mixtures, tarevis of Truma, and how that relates to the laws of Bitl, of nullification, and of Dimua, the forbidden mixture of Truma with Chulin. As the Rambam begins halacha alf regarding the relationship of the ratio of 100 to 1, which is that line that differentiates between Bitl, nullification, and Dimua of forbidden mixture. As the Rambam says, how Truma oilo be'echad umeya. Truma becomes elevated, meaning nullified, in a ratio of 101. Now, why did they rely on that measurement? Is because we find Truma's Meiser, which is 100th, because it's a tenth of a tenth, and that makes everything sanctified, like the Pasuk says, as Mikdashay Mimenu Shurmufamit, which Chacham say, that which you elevate, if it would go back in, would sanctify it, meaning it would make it problematic. So therefore, you have to have 101. And that would make it not sanctified anymore. That would be a nullification of the truma. As the Rambam says, Ketzad, how so? Sa truma, shenafla lameya sa shachulun. Let's say you have a sa of truma that falls into 100 sa of chulun. Then the sa of hakol, now everything mixes together. Now, mafresh min hakol sa achas. So you have a mixture of 101. You separate one sa, the neisna la kain, that one sa you give to the kain, and that's simply for monetary law. Because of theft from the tribe, because ultimately the truma is owned by the kahanim, and there is one saw of that inside this mixture, and v'hashar mut lazarm, but the rest is permitted for non-kahanim, because even though we don't know where the sub truma that fell in, but that is nullified in that mixture, and therefore again we just give one saw just as monetary, but for regarding prohibitory law that is nullified. Now v'chol truma she'ina kahanim makbid mela. Now regarding any truma that the kahanim are not particular about, so therefore we don't have a concern about the stealing from the tribe. Like the truma of wild figs, v'charuben, and of carobs, v'hasoyim, shel edom, and the barley of from edom. So then, and it's like beer, then you don't have to elevate any sa. However, enough of the medicines, it falls into 100. But labimiyuta, it's nullified in its minority. V'akom mutlazom, and everything's permitted for the zom, like we said, because of prohibitory law, and you don't even have the monetary aspect of giving it to the kahanim. Halacha base. Nafla sa truma lepachis memeir. Now let's say a sub truma falls into less than 100. So nasa kol meduma, then everything becomes dimua, which means a mixture of prohibited entity of truma. And therefore what you do is, v'imachar hakol l'kahanim edmei truma, you sell that whole mixture to kahanim with the value of truma, which is goes for a much cheaper price because it's all forbidden to non-kahanim, very small market just for kahanim. But again, that really is owned by Yisraelim, but you just have a mixture of truma inside of it, so you sell it to the kahanim, except for that, the value of that one saw, which did mix in, which is truma, which is owned by the kahanim, that it belongs to him. So you sell it all because of the prohibitory aspect, but regarding the monetary aspect, that you get the money back from the kahanim, except for that saw of truma that fell in. When do we say this halacha? Is kishin sar min b'minay, when the mixture is from the same species, which by all isurim, by all prohibitory law, it's nullification in the majority, whereby truma we say it's a bitl in 100. Ava min b'she'ein amin, but when it's different species, b'nois in tam, then it goes not based on the halacha we're saying of 100 to 1, then it goes based on the taste. Im yesh b'kol tam truma, if everything has the taste of truma, nasa kol madum, then it becomes all one big forbidden mixture. And v'yimocha l'kahanim chutz mit truma, but like we said, then you sell it all to the kahanim, except for the value of the truma that fell in. But from tam hakol tam chulin, but if everything tastes like chulin, then hakol mutl zom, then it all is permitted to zom. Again, when it's a different species where there's a different taste, that becomes a criterion. And in contrast, when it's the same species where you don't have that, then it's based on the principle of 101. Now, halacha gimel Ram continues regarding subsequent fallings of forbidden mixtures and of that of truma as follows: sa truma shenaf lemei. So you have a sub truma that fell into 100. Which that's the ratio of nullification. Vigbiya samanakal. And you took out one saw from the whole thing, which, as we're saying, that has to be given to the kain. But then the nafla saw shigbila makamacher. Then that saw that was elevated was taken out from that mixture. That now fell into somewhere else. So enim edamas illafi cheshbon. So that saw is only going to go ahead and make a problem for that next mixture of a mixture of truma according to the calculation. Because the saw truma that was lifted out from the 100, that is not considered a definitive truma. It's just 100th of a saw, because it was 100 to 1 of the truma. So now if this falls into somewhere else, even if just into one saw, it's not going to make a problem of dimua. because we say that it was only a hundredth of a saw that now fell into a saw, and that's a ratio of 100 to 1. Therefore, it's not going to make a dimur. Rather, it's going to be elevated. If it falls into less than one saw, then it's going to make it into a dimur. And mechain saw truma shenaf lepachas hameir. So too, if you have a saw of truma that fell into less than 100. So Manasa called the Meduma. Okay, so there it's going to be a problem. It's not, no bittel. It doesn't have 100 to 1. It's all going to become a forbidden mixture. But then enough of Meduma l'makom achar. Now that mixture, some of that mixture falls into somewhere else. So any Medameh lefi cheshbon. So then it's going to cause that other entity forbidden only according to the calculation. Ketzer hasos. The Rambam explains. Harish enoughu esasin shel truma l'tishim sa chulin. Let's say 10 sub truma fall into 90 sub chulin, which now you have 1/10 of this mixture, because you have 10 of truma and 90 of chulin. Obviously, you don't have 100 to 1. So, benid mahakol, you have 90 to 10. So, everything becomes a forbidden mixture. But, im nafa medumazet, esur son lepachas memei chulin. Let's say now, from this mixture, there's 10 sa that fall into less than 100 chulin. Which, again, if I had 100 chulin, even if it was old truma, it would nullify if it was to 1. But you have 10 of this mixture into less than 100 of chulin. So nidmur all becomes, in this case, a problem of dimur, the why. Shari yesh pe'esa shel meduma, because in the, and it's specifically this number, in the 10 of dimur, you have only, definitively, a sa shel truma, because we go proportionately. There was 1/10 of the mixture was truma. You had 10 truma and 90 chulin. So in the 10 of meduma that's falling in, you have 10 of that whole mixture of 100. 10 is falling in. We only consider a 10th of that, which is the there's a 100th of the whole mixture that we're considering as a sav truma. So therefore, it's going to be a problem about dimur. But nafan l'toichen pachas mesesin, but let's say less than 10 sa'an from the original mixture falls in imdamois, it's not going to be a problem dimur, because then you don't have a problem of dimur, because you're actually going to have a ratio of 100 to 1, again, because they go proportionately with how much is the truma that fell in, that's how much we suspect is now falling into the next one. And since we said that you had a ratio, you had 90 to 10, which 1/10 of it was that of chulin, so then we have, was truma, so then we have over here, in the 10 of meduma, we have a 10th of that, which is a sub truma, and therefore it's going to be a problem because you have less than 100 of chulin. But if you have a little less than 100 of chulin, now you have less than the 10, then you'll have a ratio of 100 to 1. Now, says Rambam, halacha dab medmum, when do we say this? It's bedavash in darcha lihibol. It's only something that's not normally blended. Green chit and lechit and wheat with wheat, the chemical with chemical, flour with flour. Have a darcha lihibol, but if it's something that blends together, kugun shemen, truma le shemen chulin, the oil of truma into the oil of chulin, or yayin truma le yayin chulin, or the wine of truma into the wine of chulin. Then hochan acharev, then we go after the laws of majority, as Rambam explains. Imriv truma, if the majority is truma, harizim medamei ketruma, then it's going to be a problem about dimua, like truma. If imriv chulin, the majority is chulin, harizim chulin, then it's going to be like chulin, vein medamei, it's not going to be a problem about dimua. Afa pisha kol astum lazam. So although the first mixture is all forbidden for the non-kahanim, because until you separate the truma that got mixed into it, but that's what I'm saying, in spite of that, if it falls from this mixture to somewhere else, that mixture that had the majority of chulin is not going to make a problem for the second mixture for that of dimur, because again it had a majority of chulin, and again because it's all mixed together. In contrast, when something that's not blended, so then we don't know what fell in, then we have to make a problem but proportionally. But if it's something that mixes together, then we go, okay, it's all mixed together, then we go based on majority, then it's chulin. So again, you still have to separate it, but for the next mixture we don't consider a problem at all. Halacha hey. Sub truma shenaf lemeya. If you have a sub truma that fell into 100, so you have the nullification. But higbia, you take out, and then the nafla cheres, but another sub falls in. Okay, so you have 101 higbia. You lift out that sub. The nafla cheres, another sub falls in the truma. Hariyah chulin mutarin. The chulin is going to be permitted. Meaning, we don't combine the sub of truma of each consecutive one to say it's forbidden. Because, hey, now you don't have 100 of chulin to one of truma. No. Since the first one was already nullified, so it comes out that in every sub truma that falls in, you have 100 of chulin against that, and therefore the truma is oil be'echad ameh. Ah, chetir b'truma le'en. Until you have a majority of truma, where shem nafla teich ameh chulin, that if it fell into the 100 of chulin, maya sub va'oichel truma, 101 sub truma, sa'achasah, yeah, even consecutive, then nasa komaduma, then everything becomes a forbidden mixture. But until it's a majority, each one is being nullified as it comes in, and therefore then each one is going to have the ratio of 100 to 1. Halacha vav. Sub truma shenafel meya. Let's say you have the sub truma that falls into 100. But v'lehispik like bia, this case is different than the previous one. He didn't get a chance to elevate and take out that one saw, acha nafla sachas, until already a second sub truma fell in. So it depends. If you knew about the first one that fell in, before the second one fell in, then loinin would still not going to be problem but dimor. Rather, what you do is you have to separate two saw, obviously because two saw fell in, that's because of the monetary obligation to the kanam. But vashamut, the rest can be permitted. Why? Since he had the opportunity to take it out, harikilo lasa tzavis, it was already taken out, as if it was already nullified, and they're not going to combine, even though you didn't take it out yet, say, oh, but now we got two truma in over here, with only 100 chulin. We don't. But let's say you didn't find out about the first saw of truma that fell in, until already the second one fell in, then habrizim aduma, then it's going to be pamba dimur, ukiilu naflashen ka'achas, it's going to be as if the two of truma fell in at the same time. Then you have a ratio of 100 to 2, which is 50 to 1. That's not going to be enough to nullify, and therefore it's all going to be forbidden as dimur. Halacha zayin, Rambam continues regarding the combination about the psoilus of truma and of the psoilus of chul. As Rambam explains, ein psoilus shel truma, the refuse, the part of the truma that's the waste matter of the truma, does not mitzdarefes ima, does not combine with the truma, less achulin to make the chulin forbidden with the mixture. But the other way, psoilus achulin, mitzdarefes achulin halas truma. The waste matter of the chulin does combine with the chulin to nullify the truma. Ketzer hasas, Rambam explains. Sa chitim yafesh al truma. If one has a sa, which is the measurement we're always using here, of refined wheat of truma, which means it has very little waste matter. Shenaf lemeya sa chitim roi shal chulin, which falls into 100 sa of inferior wheat of chulin, which has a lot of waste matter. Now it's all grinded together. So ava bishamursin shal chulin merubin, vishal truma muid. So although you have a lot of bran, you have a lot of the waste matter of the chulin that's much more, and you have from the truma very little because it's fine flour, fine wheat, and so vary kemach shal truma, so it comes out that the flour of the truma is bepachas mimeim kemach chulin, has less than 100 of chulin in the ratio to the truma. Still hariza oila, the chulin will nullify the truma. Masharin bekemach amamursin, because we're going to evaluate the flour with the bran shumei avechad, which said that you do have 101. We're going to consider the waste matter of the chulin to nullify the truma. Aval, but the other way, yemnafla sachid mroishal truma. If you have the inferior wheat of truma, lepachas memeya sachid mroishal chulin, to less than 100 of the refined wheat of chulin, v'tachan akolim will grind it together. Now that's regarding the wheat itself, because you have much less in the inferior of the, you have much less of the fine chulin to nullify the inferior truma. But the harkemech shel truma echad mei mekemech chulin. But the flour itself, if we're not concerning the waste matter, then we do have, because there was so much waste matter in the truma, you're actually going to have a 100 to 1 ratio of the flour of chulin to the flour of the truma. There will be nullified in ratio of 100 to 1, because they increase the chulin, and they diminish the truma. Ultimately, for nullification purposes, we do consider the waste matter. But regarding the truma itself, what is problematic is only the truma that's eaten, which is that of that, not the waste matter. And therefore, that's why we have the discrepancy regarding that the chulin we do consider it, but the truma we don't. Halacha ches. Similar halacha, loig yayin shal truma tzal. If one has a lug of wine, of truma, that's clear wine, shenafa lemeya lugin achurin, which falls into 100 lugin of cloudy wine, ein moitzin shmarim shebehem. We don't say, we have to remove the dregs, the sediments, and only evaluate it based on the clear part of the wine. No, elamal nesalig, since you have 100 of chulin to the one lug of truma, even though it's cloudy and there's the dregs and maybe you shouldn't consider it, no, it would nullify and we consider it. Here also, if let's say you have, in contrast to the previous halacha, regarding the wine, if you have cloudy lug of wine of truma that falls into 100 lugan of clear wine, we're not going to discount the dregs of the truma wine because the shmarm has the isab truma like the wine itself, and therefore it actually would create a problem here even in the truma pot. Halacha test. Loig mayim, there was a lug of water. Shenafal etishim betisha lugin yam, that fell into 99 lugin of wine. So you have 100, 99 wine and one water. Vachkach nafal etech hakol, and then into a whole mixture, it fell in loig yayin shel truma, lug of wine of truma. Nidma hakol, everything has a problem of dimua. Why? There's 100 to 1. No, because she'ena mayim malas ayayin, because the water will not help nullify the wine. In other words, the wine and the water that were chulin do not combine to nullify that one leg of truma because they don't have the same measurements. Because by water, we go with wine since it's a different species with nice and tam. With the wine, we go with the measurement of 100 to 1. And since they don't have the same measurements to nullify the truma, therefore they don't combine, and therefore it actually will be a problem, this leg of truma. Now, Halacha Rama continues regarding the initial nullification of truma. Sub truma, if there's a sub truma shenafal pachis mechulim, which fell into less than 100 chulim, which is a problem. But then enough chulim achayim, but then other chulim fell in, achasif alme, until now increased that it's 100 to 1. So in b'shag, if it was by mistake, hariza oil b'mei bechet, so ultimately it's nullified in ratio of 100 to 1. But if it did it deliberately, everything's going to be considered a forbidden mixture. And the reason is we don't initially nullify biblically prohibited items like truma in a mixture, and therefore that's a penalty that it's going to remain prohibited. Halacha Yudalf. Truma's chutzla is now in contrast to truma from out of Eretz Yisrael, which is not the biblical truma. You're allowed to initially nullify it in a majority, and you could eat it in your state of tuma. Not only that, if let's say someone had wine of truma from chutzla, you know what you could do? You could take from it one leg. But nice and love shnei lugin chulin, mix into it two leg of chulin wine. Then sakol shleishan they have a mixture of three leg of wine, two chulin, one of the truma of chutz laretz. Then ba'achkach nekel miyen shel truma leg. Then he'll take from the a leg from the wine of truma. The nice and teich shleishan. Now you'll mix it into that mixture of the three legin that we had, and umagbia ma'abart leg. And then you'll take out from all the four of them one leg to shleisha, and you could drink it. Because again, we're saying it's nullified in the majority. And v'chezu umash lech l'toichan leigach, and then you could go and mix in another leg. Again, v'chezu nech leg, and then you go and take out another leg, v'chezu, and you drink it. V'chen again, nech leg chuma, again you could put in a leg of chuma, and then nech leg mena trevis, and you take out again a leg from the mixture. Atshay yich l'kol hayayin shal chuma, until you finish all the wine of the chuma wine. The nimtzer comes out, shanot l'kama lugin, that you're going to be taking many lugin of the chuma's chutz la'aretz wine. You'll make it like chulin with just two lugin of chulin, because again, that majority is even permitted to be levat l'baroiv and to make it into like a non-truma entity through that halacha of bittel. And that way you could liquidate that whole truma chutzlaritz barrel of wine. Halacha Beis Ram continues regarding the growths of mixtures of truma. Hazarei truma b'tzad chulin. Let's say someone plants truma right next to his chulin produce. It's not known which one is the seeds of truma. Even if, let's say, 100 of the rows were truma, only one row was chulin, they're all going to be permitted. This is a leniency they made regarding the halachas of gidule truma, of the growths of truma. Now, but when do we say this? Is regarding something that the seed really decomposes, disintegrates in the ground. Like wheat and barley and things like that. So anyways, it disintegrates. Regarding something that the seed does not get ruined in the ground, like garlic and onions. Oh, then the other way around. Then even if 100 rows are chulin and one row is truma, you have a mixture amongst them. And everything's going to be a forbidden mixture. And the reason for this is because here the truma is separate. It's not mixed with the chulin. So we can't even say bottle in the ratio of 100 to 1. Therefore here, because of the suffix, everything's going to be forbidden. Because you have real actual truma over here. By the other one, really becomes decomposes. So therefore, but we say, okay, we say gedulah karka is going to be aser. But since it's a suffix, oh, we'll say it's mutter. Here, the other way around, since you have real truma, and therefore, and you can't have bittel, everything's going to be forbidden. Now, but the nitla shakol, but let's say everything gets detached, then tala truma ba'achas ameya, then we'll say that there's an nullification of the truma in 100 to 1. But v'li one should not initially detach it, because again, that would be like a bechina, an element of that of a bittel, l'ketchila, which we do not do by something that's isra d'oraisa. Now, halachah gimel, Ram continues regarding if there's a doubt if something is a forbidden mixture of dimur or not. Shtei kupas, if there's two boxes, achas shel truma v'achas shel chulin, one of truma, one of chulin. Now, ve'en you do a ezahi, you don't know which box is which. Oh, you're another case. Shenafla sa shel truma l'toich achas men. Or let's say a sa truma fell into one of these boxes. Ve'en you do leich enafla, you don't know which box it fell into. Then, v'achach nafla achas m'shtei ha'kupas l'toich achulin, then one of these two boxes now falls into a chulin box. Einu medamatan, it's not going to be a problem about dimur, because maybe the one that fell in is that of chulin. V'chenim zara achas men, so to, let's say you plant one of them. Hagidul and chulin l'chadava, the growths we're going to consider as chulin for all halachas. And the second box will treat as truma. Now, nafla kupa shni l'makom acher. Let's say the second box falls somewhere else. And with the mass, it's also not going to be a problem with the dimur. V'chein tzotim zor echad es ha-shnia. Let's say one person goes and plants the second one. Hagidul and chulin. We're going to consider those growths as chulin. Now, let's say nafla shtein l'makom echad. Let's say both boxes fall into the same place. Well, obviously one of them had the truma inside of it, or was the truma one. So then, we're going to make a problem with dimur, the forbidden mixture, only according to whatever is the smaller box. Because as the suffix only mandates that which is the smaller one. Now, zara achar shteim, let's say someone else plants both of them. So, bedavish zara kala, if it's something that the seed decomposes, then the growths are going to be chulin. But if bedavish in zara kala, but if it's something that the seed does not decompose, then the growths, because again, here we have real actual trum, we have to be machmer. So we say the growths are going to be a problem about dimur. Now, but remember, when we say this, b'zareya asashnia, it's only if you planted the second one, actually katsa asavashayna, before you went and had a chance to harvest the first one. So now you have both of them attached, so it's like planting both of them together as one. So then we're going to have to be machmer and say it's dimur. Avol katsa asavashayna machkach zareya asashnia. But let's say you first harvested from what you grew from the first box, and then you plant the second one, then the filibit of a shein zara kol, then even something that the seed does not decompose, hagidul and chulin, the growths are going to be chulin, shein talush and mechubar and nasa chaber zelizeh, because that which is attached and that which is detached cannot make a proof one on the other, and therefore each one we're going to treat leniently and say that we're going to treat it as chulin. Halach yidalf, shtei kupais, two boxes, achas chulin, achas truma, one's chulin, one's truma, v'lefnein shtei sin, and in front of them is two measurements, achas chulin, achas truma, also one measurement of chulin, one of that of truma. V'nafla el toich elu, now there's one of the sun falls into one of the boxes, and one of the other sun falls into one of the other boxes. Mutaran, they're going to be permitted. Meaning, Shaniyam, because they say, Chulun Teich Chulun Naflu, I'm going to say, the Chulun Tzav fell into the Chulun box, V'Truma Teich HaTruma, and the Truma Tzav fell into the Truma box. Now, that's V'Afa Pishal Yidabu Chulun HaTruma, that's even if I don't have a majority of the Chulun on the Truma that fell into it. Now, but then remember, when we say this, V'Truma Bezman HaZeh Shum in the Brahim, only regarding Truma in today's times, which is Rabbinic. But Truma Shal Torah regarding biblical Truma, then actually Yibuchul Na Truma, they will only be lenient, although we're generally Machmer, we say 100 to 1, but here, where anybody's not sure where it fell in, then as long as the majority of Chulin for the sub Truma that fell into it, then we'll say it's going to be able to be eaten as Chulin and the Truma as its own Truma. Look at this above, the Ram continues regarding, let's say we don't know where exactly is the Truma. Saw Truma, let's say there's a saw, which is a certain measurement of Truma, Shanaf L'Teich HaKri, which fell into a pile of untithed produce. Now, there was 100 of the produce in correlation to the truma, which, again, that's a nullification, and it's not going to make the pile into dimur. But va'amar, but then the person says, truma sakri zeh, the truma of this pile, because it was tevel, it was untithed, says the truma of this pile is l'teich, is inside of it. So, b'mkoyim shenaf l'aysa, in the place where this sub truma fell in, shom nistaima truma sakri, that's where the defined place of where the truma of the pile is, and therefore, v'nid mahakol. Now the whole pile becomes a problem about dimur, because now you don't just have the saw of truma, which was nullified in the 100 of the produce, because you have the truma of its own produce is also inside of it, with that other truma. Now you don't have a ratio of 100 to 1, so it's all dimur. And it becomes betruma shenaflo, betruma sakeri, because you have the truma from that fell in and the truma from the pile. But let's say he says truma sakeri betzvayna. Let's say he designates, he says, oh, I want the truma from this pile in the northern part. So then chulkin es l'shnayim. So first what you do is you divide the pile as if in two, and then you divide the northern part into two. The nimtzer devi akri, it comes out that you have a quarter of the pile, should svain svaini, which is the northern of the northern part, hu amaduma, that is the part that's forbidden as the mixture, because you don't have 100 to 1 of the truma sakri, which is mixed into in the northernmost part. Let's say he had in front of himself two piles. Vamani says, truma shnei kiroim, the truma of these two piles, is ba'achim, isn't one of them. Both of them have a forbidden mixture of truma, because we don't know which one of them is the one that has the truma inside of it. Let's say he had in front of himself two sun. two measures of produce. Ukriyachan, and he had one pile. Vamni says, Hari echad min hasa in ha'elu, one of the sun, which is smaller than the kri, than the pile, it's just like a small measurement, the saw, says, Hari echad min hasa in ha'elu, one of these sun is a suit truma la kriya, is going to be truma for this pile. Hari achas min truma, so one of these sun of these measurements is truma, but when you do aze, you don't know which one it is. So to the fund of shnei kriyim, so achas, you have two piles and one saw. Vamni says, Hari zu truma, says, this saw is truma, achas min kriyim alone on one of these piles. Okay, Harei Truma, so that saw is obviously Truma. V'niskan achem hem, so, and one of these piles is fixed, but then you do it, Ezer Masukim, the devil, you don't know which is the one that's fixed from the devil because he didn't clearly define which pile it's going to be.